wife born?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, and what about her education?
High school.
And how old is she?
She's 71.
Okay, and where were her parents born?
Memphis.
Okay, and as far back as you know, they're from Memphis. She's a Baptist too?
Yes.
But what, you know, you were telling me yesterday, I wish you'd tell me about that. You were telling me about Scopes living where he resided.
He taught school in the high school here, come here as a young man, taught in the high school here in Dayton, Tennessee in 1925 he was here.
Was that his first year here?
Well, he'd been here a year before that.
Uh-huh.
I think it was his second year here.
Uh-huh. You were telling me something about his, that he lived in a, that he roomed with someone.
He roomed with my former boss, Mr. Yes, sir, he roomed at his house and talked to him.
Mr. telling me last night, I'd never heard that story before about the at the drugstore where they cooked that whole thing up and decided to try it in court.
Yeah, they was sitting at Robinson Drugstore table and. And they brought up where the Civil Liberty Union would finance anybody that would test the Tennessee law forbidding the teaching of evolution. And they, it started at Robinson Drugstore.
Right. It all started out as kind of a gag, is it?
I wasn't present. I couldn't quote it what all happened, but I know that's where it started.
Uh-huh.
And William Jennings entered the case, and Dare then entered it on the other side.
Uh-huh.
He tried it.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the trial, or do you remember it very well?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't present at the courthouse,
uh-huh,
but then I was here.
You were here in town.
When it was going on, yes.
Oh, Jack, that, by the way, that boy's name is Jack. I told you, I think I might have said Jim. Jack.
Oh.
I think it's probably Jim, might be Jim's grandson.
Well, and he worked at M&G.
M&G, he just graduated. He was the editor of the high school paper.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he's a senior.
Yeah, I know him.
A senior in high school.
Jim's grandson.
That's probably who it was, yeah. That
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I was trying to think of his father's name.
Ed?
Call him Buddy. Buddy, right, his father.
Edward?
Yeah.
Edward, I'm not sure. But, Mr. was telling me yesterday something about there being a large ironworks here.
They'd go Iron Company was here for years.
Uh-huh.
Well, they made iron, pig iron,
uh-huh,
had coal mines here, and extensive,
uh-huh,
work here at that time, and it ended in 1913.
Uh-huh. Well, that was 12.
It belonged to the English concern, England, and they went under in 1913.
Oh, they were trying to corner the market.
That's right.
And that woman, that's all. See this in that way. Now we can get down to some of the items. Now these are, as I said, just ordinary words that you use in everyday. For instance, you don't have any rain for a long time. What would you call that?
Dry spell.
Okay. Now how about if it was, say, extended over about 4 weeks?
Rainy season, we call it.
I mean, if you didn't have any rain for 4 or 5 weeks?
We'd call it a drought.
Okay. What's the difference between a drought and a dry spell?
Wet and dry weather.
No, between a dry spell and a drought.
Oh, a dry spell.